Welcome to episode 220 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Laura, Donna, Sandy, and Lindsay. Located in exotic Grace Bay, Providenciales, Turks and Caicos Islands, ranked one of the top 10 best scuba diving destinations in the world, Beaches Turks and Caicos Resort Villages and Spa is a Caribbean wonderland of adventure and luxury for families and kids of all ages. Recently, Outlander agents Donna and Lindsay were fortunate enough to get experience at this Caribbean paradise firsthand. So let's get started talking about this great destination. So I think, I've been there before. Has anybody else been there before? But the last time I went, the Key West area was not even, like, it wasn't even under construction. They hadn't even broken ground on it. So it was obviously a really long time ago. So what were your impressions? Lindsay, what was your impression of Beaches?
I absolutely loved it. I actually stayed in the Key West Village, and I was a little skeptical at first because it's such a massive property. I mean, they joke that it's 100 acres. I think the official says it's 75 acres, and it really, truly is. I mean, if you were to walk from corner to corner, all four corners, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot of walking. But thankfully, they have it set up in such a way that if you're going from the common areas, it doesn't feel like it's 75 acres. And then they have golf cart transportation for you as well. And I was really impressed. I was very skeptical because I was at the Key West end and I thought, oh, I'm all the way on the end. It's gonna be forever. I had that Disney mentality of staying farthest away from everywhere I want to be. And it turned out that when I go back, because I will go back, I will stay in the Key West area. It was absolutely the perfect place for me to be.
Can you guys kind of give a visual map of what you mean by the Key West area? Because I know this is a big resort. And what are the different villages?
So there's a Key West Village, there's the Italian Village, and moving over, and then there's the Pirates Water Park, and then to the right of that is the French Village, and then in the front by the beach are the Seaside Villas, and then the Caribbean Village. So it's all kind of stretched out.
Yeah, the Caribbean's the oldest.
Okay.
The Caribbean's the oldest, but that's also the end of the resort where you're going to find like the jerk shack and the some of the best food is kind of.
Yeah, I've heard
well,
that's
all the
like
food is amazing, where, but
the water park and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, the water park's kind of in the middle, like
so
behind.
If you've got families, that's kind of probably where you want to be, is in the French Village. It's actually also the farthest from the beach.
Yeah. Well, I would say French or Italian because the Italian Village is right in front of the water park. But even being, I mean, there were tons of families because the bigger accommodations are over in the Key West end. I would say there was no problem for people to get back and forth to the water park from there. The transportation's great. Like when you walk, it sounds like we're saying it's really, really far away, but it's really not. Cause when you kind of go through the back end of the resort, if you're walking along the beach, it is a really long walk. Mm-hmm. But when you're walking in the back of the resort and you're kind of going through the common areas and by the lobbies, it's really not that far.
10 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a 5-10 minute walk, depending on which end you're in. I mean, from the farthest end, yeah, probably about a 10 minute walk. Easy. But once you know the lay of the land, I mean, it's kind of very well landscaped.
And laid out, yes.
And laid out. So.
And the neighborhoods are very distinctive. Like you can,
yeah.
As soon as you know
yeah,
what the
you
buildings
can tell,
are like. Yeah,
just the color of the buildings, you can tell.
Yeah.
They do a really great job of making sure that you know, this isn't where I live.
Yeah, so if you're slightly intoxicated or very intoxicated and you just get off the shuttle and you're like, wait a minute, where am I? You should be able to recognize which village
figure
you're
it
in.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the architecture really, I mean, it looks like a French palace or it looks like an Italian villa. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Donna, did you stay in the Key West part too?
No, I stayed in the Italian Village. So the very iconic pool with beaches or sandals written down in the bottom, and then there's a tower and it's got it written on there. That's actually in the Italian village. So it was one of the biggest pools of the area. And so I honestly didn't really need to leave, except that I had to go have creme brulee every single night for dinner. So French Village for dessert every single night.
I was going to say, Donna, you know, creme brulee is not dinner.
So, so there are 10.
That's okay. It can be my dinner.
It is breakfast though.
Yes.
But they weren't open for breakfast, so I had to go there at dinner time.
There are 10 freshwater pools, and there are adults only areas. There's an adults only restaurant, and there's an adults only pool, and they are located in the Key West Village.
Okay. And I think those are additions, you know, where that was something that they discovered was kind of lacking. Because I will say, you know, it's great to be at a family-friendly resort when you have kids. But I think they wanted to also attract people who didn't have kids. And then they also wanted to give you a place to get away from your kids. And we took our kids, we actually went with another family. So they have 3 kids. We have 2. So there's a whole mess of us.
Yeah.
And, they love to go to the pool bar and get frozen strawberry daiquiris. And I assure you there's probably as much strawberry daiquiri in the pool as was in their bellies, you know? They'd splash around. And so if you just really wanted to enjoy, and that was a nice pool bar in the Italian village. It's got little side, you know, tables. And I mean, it's really, really nice, but it was usually overrun with kids. So.
When I was there, I didn't see a lot of kids in the Italian area. They were over in the kids pool bar over by the pirate water park.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dodos and things there. Yeah. That was the happening place.
Yes.
Happening place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Truck.
Oh, the Mac Daddy. Oh, was so good. I had crab mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, they have an ice cream food truck, and then of course they've got the pizza stand, and they've got the hamburger joint. As you can tell, that's kind of where I was hanging.
Mm-hmm. So to like, before I forget to mention that was one of the coolest things about this property to me, is that even though there wasn't this big nightlife vibe of, you know, people partying all hours of the night, you could eat. Like, the ice cream doesn't close until 6 a.m. The diner, the Bobby D's, where you get the burgers, the fries, the whatever, after you stumble out of Club Liquid at night, was open until 6 a.m. So you have these food options that...
So like 24 hours, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. They close at 6 to clean.
At 6 a.m., what time does it open?
So, I think 9, and then I think the ice cream opens again at 11.
Yeah, this is something about sandals and beaches. These are some of the more expensive resorts, and people see them on TV and they're like, oh, I want to stay there. And then they see the price and they're like, oh, it's more expensive than I thought. But you're getting so much. And these are the sorts of things that when you go to another all-inclusive, you know, they will have, they might have as many restaurants maybe, but they won't be open nearly as long. Now beaches does have, they do have some restaurants on property that are only open for dinner, like the French restaurant.
Yeah. And they have some restaurants that aren't even open every night. I mean, they do rotate, they do change out. Bombay's does share a space with another restaurant, the Indian. So every night is a different offering, but there are 24 in total dining options, and there will always be something for you to get. And only one of them requires reservations, which I thought was amazing that there was only one restaurant out of 24.
What's the
adult? Yeah, that was
only
the
Kimono's.
Teppanyaki place.
They gave us some interesting facts, and I don't know if you remember any of these or jotted any of these down, but they said they spent like $65,000 a day on food is what they spend.
Wow.
$65,000 a day. They go through 40,000 pounds of laundry a day. They have 27,000 pounds of chicken, 22,000 pounds of beef a week.
So that makes you think that they're kind of keeping this island afloat.
Well, they are a major, they are a major source. Yeah. And this resort has been, you know, in the introduction, we talked about how Turks and Caicos is considered one of the top 10 dive destinations, but in all honesty, beaches shows up consistently in the top 10 resorts for families. Consistently in the world.
I think it's been the top one for families in the last couple of places that I found.
And the diving for beaches is great because it's included.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of the very, it's one of the only resorts out there that actually includes diving.
Yeah.
So in this property, I think, so the other great thing about this family of brands is that there are not, you're not overrun with tons of rooms. There's 758 rooms and suites on this property. There are 15,000 beach towels.
Nice.
So there, you never, like, there are chairs, there are never, you never feel like you're pressed for anything, or they ran out of something, or there's nowhere to enjoy the amenities. I felt like I had my own private spot of beach every time I went out.
I always feel that way when I'm visiting a Sandals or a Beaches. Like, I always ask what the capacity is when I'm there, because, and it's usually 90 or above, you know, like they're usually pretty full, but it never feels like it.
The other thing that's really cool is they have at most, they'll have 3,000 guests and 2,000 staff. So that's a really great ratio for service. I mean, this is probably, I would say, the best, and I really love the service I get every time I'm at a Sandals or Beaches, but I think this was the best service I've ever experienced on at a.
And they do get to know you. They tend to work in the same areas. So your bartender, if you have a favorite bar, that guy's always going to be at the bar. He's not going to float from bar to bar to bar unless they just have serious short staffing. So you really can get to know, you know, if he makes the perfect Manhattan and that's what you're going to drink all the time, then you can go there and, you know, you'll get to know him really fast, and they'll get to know you and what you drink.
And don't think you really need to, you know, I thought, oh man, I'm on the beach and I'm so, like, I'm always, every time I go to any resort, it doesn't matter where it is, I'm always sussing out where the nearest place to get my adult beverage is compared to where I'm going to be sitting on the beach. You know, it's like the steps to drink ratio that I do this math problem every time. And I have to tell you that I could have fallen over when I was just about to get out of my seat to go get a drink, and she came around with, it took my order and had a drink in like a second. And not only that, we were sitting there enjoying our beverages, and the chef from Neptune's came out in the middle of the afternoon, had just obviously, they'd opened for their, to get ready for lunch. And it was about 11:30. The girls were going and we could smell this amazing food. And he came out and hand delivered these hand dipped, deep fried onion rings that were probably the best onion rings I've ever had in my whole life. And he was out there. His name was George, and I think I'm in love with him. So please, me.
I'm going to marry him one day. I will be Mrs. Onion Rings.
I will be Mrs. Chef that makes the amazing onion rings. But yeah, no, they came out and they delivered like little appetizers, and you know, and that was the other cool thing about, you could get takeaway at any of the restaurants. So you could take your food and they have to-go boxes, and it wasn't a big deal if you wanted to go eat on the beach. And why wouldn't you? It's the most beautiful beach in the world. I mean, Grace, you can't get any more gorgeous than that. I just wanted to stare at the water. If I couldn't be in the water, I wanted to stare at it the whole time I was there. So
is the water really like flat and calm there?
Yes. No. Yeah. There were a little, you know, little waves kind of toward the evening, you know, when the tide comes
well,
in.
Yeah, because I wanted to do some night diving and they had to cancel it because it was a little rough.
Yeah,
because they do the night diving right off of the docks. Mm-hmm. The rest of the diving is actually done on the other side of the island, and so they actually bring you to the leeward side.
Yeah, we also made the mistake when we went. We were there for a week, and I had just broken my toe. So I didn't want to go on the beach because the sand hurt my foot. And then like the second to last day, we finally went out on the beach. And I think my whole family hated me because they were like, why haven't we been out here?
Like, we've been in the pool the
whole
time.
It's so beautiful.
It is. I didn't want to leave. I mean, I think that beach has my vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've decided that I'm going to take my kids there because they just, I mean, I know they would love it.
Yeah.
So, and then the other thing, I don't know, did you tour the kids areas when you were there, Donna?
I did. And I actually went back in. They've got a little splash pool, and they've got some little, like almost like sprinklers.
So we should probably talk about like the Pirates Water Park and the Pirates Island and all that kids. There's so much for kids of all ages to do.
And the biggest thing, my son, my 13-year-old, was super excited to find out that they have an Xbox room.
The Xbox Lounge, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids, including my grown-up kids, spent a lot of time in there.
And they have the Club Liquid is actually a teen dance club until, I think, 10 or 11 at night, and then it switches over to adults.
10 or 11?
Yeah, I know.
I know. They're on vacation.
God.
I got to be there on Halloween, which was kind of cool. I didn't, I was excited to see what they would have for the holidays, and they had trick or treating and really cool desserts with, you know, decorated desserts everywhere. Oh, and, they had trick or treating throughout the whole resort for the kids, the Sesame Parade. They all the characters, the Sesame Street characters had costumes on, and they had a haunted house set up inside Club Liquid, or inside the teen club underneath Club Liquid. That the teens, I guess, had worked on, and they had a costume contest among all of the for the kids, and they had a costume contest for the employees, and it was just a really great great time to be there, and I'm very glad that I did it, because it's not something I would have thought, oh, let's go book my vacation over Halloween, but it was a really great, and all the kids that were on property seemed like they were having it was the best time.
That's for them, cool. So.
Yeah, all of our kids loved it. They loved every minute of it. They loved the autonomy that they had with an all-inclusive resort, but they loved the water park. I mean, there was always something to do. They loved it.
Yeah. See, I feel like I've missed now my kids would be in the teen club and Fox would be aged out, you know, by now. And, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I didn't notice the teenagers hanging out in clubs that much. I mean, they sort of clump together and then travel as a little pack, right? They don't really.
Is Fox over 18 now?
He'll be 18 in like 8 days.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
Tempest Fugit. Yeah, honestly, I do think this is such a great multi-generational destination. Part of it is actually the destination. Turks and Caicos is beautiful and the diving is great, but you can do all of that from this resort. So you don't really need to, you don't feel any pressure of, oh, I'm missing the mountains. I'm missing the waterfalls.
Yes.
I'm missing the, you're not. Everything can be done from the resort. And so
everything is so accessible.
Yes. So, and much of it is included then. The diving is included, the snorkeling and all that. So then, as your extended family is there, people can go do the things that they want to do, but you're all still sort of in the same place. And especially if if you have your travel agent book you in the same buildings and, you know, try and keep the whole group together, then it's easy to find each other, even if you go yourself.
And even if you don't all stay in the same buildings, I have to do a shout out to the lady. I don't know if she'll listen to this, but I sat on the plane next to a woman who was going for her wedding.
Aww.
And they had 18 people going, and they're talking about all staying they were all staying in different areas, but I really think that you know, this is a wonderful, wonderful resort for something like that, because if you don't have children or if you want a quieter area, you know, you can stay at the other end of the Key West and be by the adults only, steps away from the adults only pool. You know, you could put people in different locations and still not be too far away from each other to get together for those activities and celebrations that you want to enjoy together. This is a fantastic resort for that. I think just because of probably because of the acreage that they have.
Well, and that gives it some price ranges too. And that's, the caveat here is this is not an inexpensive vacation. So even the least expensive rooms are not cheap.
This is kind of the top beaches.
Yes,
too.
this is definitely a top destination. But there is within that, there's a wide variety. So Key West has a lot more of the highest end property, not properties, but room types. And Caribbean Beach has some of the lowest. And then there's spread in between. There's butlers in the French area. So there's, you know, it's all spread out. But it does mean that for your wedding, you may have, you know, some family members who would rather stay in the Caribbean Beach at the lower price point than other family members who want to stay at Key West for the higher price point.
That's what I was going to mention about the destination wedding part of it, is because I do think this is a good resort for people who don't have kids. But, you know, like you have that generation that's getting married and they have a bunch of friends without kids and stuff. And it seems to me that it would be a good place to go.
Yeah.
And the other thing, you know, we kind of gloss over the all-inclusive stuff, but, you know, it's all water sports, but water sports instruction, too, mm-hmm. and tennis instruction, and tennis, and, you know, land sport instruction. And so it's not just those activities, but it's teaching you. It's a great place to go learn how to, I mean, I learned how to Hobie Cat for the first time at a Sandals resort.
Did you do that? Went on the Hobie Cat?
Yeah, I did. That was my very first trip years and years ago, but I go out on the Hobie Cat all the time.
Yeah. Do you really? Oh.
Yeah.
We actually did that. Is that when we finally went to the beach. That was, and we used the instruction, but you get the Hobie Cat for an hour, and for the first few minutes, they don't really take that out of your hour either. They'll teach you how to use it, put you out there on it, and basically they'll take one of you. So Chris went out there and learned how to steer the thing and everything and make everything work. And then he just bossed us around. So we didn't all have to be on it for the instruction. We just had to listen to him when, you know.
I feel like when I was at the one in the grill, I saw people like flipping them over. Is that?
Well, I've seen that happen.
The wrong thing?
No, I've seen that. Well, some fish flip over easier than
it's possible.
Yeah, it's totally possible.
Is it like, do they do like, what does the Hobie Cat look like?
It's a catamaran.
Okay, yeah.
It's a tiny version of a catamaran. Yeah. Probably have four or five people on it, maybe at the most.
Yeah.
The ones they had long time ago that we went to at Sandals had maybe would hold like two people, three people.
Yeah. There's smaller ones too, but yeah, they're a lot of fun, and all those things. Your nightlife, your entertainment. I mean, every single night they had something. They had karaoke going on. They had the piano player. They had, you know, singer. They had something going on every night. I mean, one night we had the bonfire with the fire dancer, which was incredible. In the Sesame Street parade, that wasn't just for kids.
Well, they did. All of us used to watch Sesame Street at one time or another.
They did a fashion show with the kids too, so the kids could sign up, or at least when I was there, again, that was a long time ago, the kids could sign up and they could wear either their own clothes or they had some clothes that they could wear, and with the Sesame Street characters, they did a little fashion show.
And I kind of want to like go back to it because I know we glossed over, but the food. So we said 24 restaurants, you know, some people might be, oh yeah, probably like burgers, fries, generic food, but this is like gourmet, incredible, the most amazing food that you could ever have at an all-inclusive resort. I mean, I had breakfast at Neptune's, and I wanted to try some things from the menu at Sky, which was the adult restaurant above Neptune's, but the person I was sharing a meal with that morning couldn't sit out in the sun up in the open because she has a medical condition. So they were kind, and they brought me everything I wanted off the menu. So we really had one of everything.
Wow.
On the table in front of us. It's just the most incredible food. This is, I ate so much. I think I gained like 20 pounds. And we went to just about anything that was open.
And I did the French restaurant, the teppanyaki, and the English pub.
Oh, cool.
Yep. And it tasted, I mean, I had a shepherd or a Guinness stew, and it was an amazing Guinness stew.
Soy is so good.
They literally have pretty much every ethnic cuisine at this property. I mean, they even have Indian. It's not, mm-hmm. they have sushi. They have everything, a little bit of everything. Italian, mm-hmm. French.
Tried
food.
Bombay, did Barefoot by the Sea, did the, of course, Neptune's, we stopped into the fish fry. Of course, I can't go to a Sandals Beaches and not have their pizza.
Oh,
so that's what I did the very first day. I went and got pizza.
Is it out by the pool there too?
Mm-hmm. So they have two different locations. There's a Dino's and a Mario's. So Dino's and that was in the Italian, but yeah, right by where Bombay is at night. And I got my pizza on right
and
away.
The Jerk Shack. You already mentioned that, but I gotta have the Jerk Shack.
Oh yeah, I had the Jerk Shack. Yeah, and then there's like a little area where it's not on their menu list, but it's even more food, but it's like local food. Out by the beach, by the pool. There's like kind of what you'd see at a fair where you've got three different food booths in a row, mm-hmm. like a wooden shanty. So there was like Caribbean food in one. I can't remember. I feel so bad. I can't remember the name of them. And none of the literature I brought home had a name for any of the restaurants on there, but they were just like walk up and go, grab and go, like a buffet. And there was Caribbean food and they were all down by the Jerk Shack. And
yeah. And then they actually did have a sit down place called Arizona's that you could get tacos and Tex-Mex.
Mm-hmm. My one regret is I did not have room for steak at Arizona's because I was told that that was a really great steak. That was a great place.
You needed like another couple days to try all. Yeah.
I needed really honestly, I needed like a month to eat everything I wanted to eat.
Oh, darn, we'll just have to go back.
Exactly. And that's the nice thing, too, with all these neighborhoods.
One of the things that I wanted to, you've been talking about destination weddings and stuff like that, but I just wanted to remind folks that just the beaches brand overall has a real concentration and support of anybody who's traveling with a child with autism.
Yeah.
So just, you know, this resort especially, you know, just to remember that there's that support built in and that knowledge base with some of their child care professionals. Cross this off your list if you think that it's some place you couldn't go.
That was one of the things I noticed with the children. I mean, whether they had issues or they didn't, the staff would actually get down on their level and talk to them about what they wanted for dinner, and actually take the time and was not, you know, they're not sitting there, you know, hitting their pen on the notepad going, okay, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? They were like, so what do you like to eat? You know, they were on their level, and it was the housekeeping staff and the wait staff and just even the bartenders. I mean, it was everybody was on the children's level.
So the program that Laura was talking about is the Buddies program. It's the beach one-on-one beach buddy program for kids with special needs and with autism, and there's tiered pricing. And this is something that's also available at Beaches, Ocho Rios, and Negril. They're special certified counselors. There's tiered rates. It starts at $15 an hour, goes up to $20 an hour, depending on the time slots. But it's private one-on-one childcare, and they're more of a friend that hangs out with your kid and kind of does things on their level and at their pace. And they also have the Sesame Street character. I believe her, is it Zoe?
Zoe, uh-huh.
Zoe. And she does art classes and things like that. And she has, you know, but she's very much in character the whole time. They really, really do go the extra mile to make sure everybody feels included. And I think that's a really great program that you're not going to find at any other all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And even for folks who don't need, you know, there are children who don't need that one-on-one support, but just that the company culture of Beaches has that awareness. Mm-hmm. I think it's spread throughout it's included in the staff training. And it's something that Beaches really emphasizes.
Yeah, and they have an infants program too. So a lot of people think, you know, you have a cruise mentality of my kid's not three yet. they do have a program for babies.
Do you know if that's included or if there's a like a babysitting fee? I can never remember which resorts.
My notes said that it was included, but I would double check when you call one of us.
Yeah.
I must double check.
But I feel like it is though, because I know there's some resorts that do include it. And
Donna, do you remember?
We can verify.
I want to say it was a small fee if they were under three. But yeah, it was, and it was a nominal fee. It was not much.
Yeah, I don't know if they're, I don't remember. And it's 0 to 3, right? I mean, you can bring a baby.
Yeah, yes. You can bring a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little fresh baby.
But if you drop them off at the kids' clubs, which I believe starts at about 3.
Starts at 3, yeah.
That's included.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I feel like it was that you just had to schedule it and that there might be some limitations with availability for that. But so you would want to try to schedule it early. But Yeah. Well, ask us about it and we will find out for sure.
For sure. Yes. If it becomes an issue, we'll make sure you know.
Yeah.
So while the kids are off having fun in their clubs, did either of you experience the nightlife while you were there? I'm betting Lindsay did. I don't know about Donna, but I'm betting Lindsay did.
I saw the parade and the fire dancer show while I was eating my creme brulee. But I tend to go to bed a little earlier when I've been wandering and resorting and traveling because I put it all out there during the day.
Yeah.
And, so, and
what happened was,
sit back, ladies and gentlemen.
I went trick or treating for Chardonnay at every bar on property.
That sounds like something you would do.
Are you dressed up?
They have really great, they have a partnership with Mondavi. They have really great wines.
So did you hit all the bars?
I did. I didn't. I hit everyone I could see on my you know, my check. I'm over 40. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know. But I was on my way home like a good girl, and someone stopped me. I said, well, I want to check out the haunted house for research. Mm-hmm. So I went in, and they really got me. I mean, I screamed like a little girl. I'm too embarrassed to post it anywhere because it was awful how easy I was to get scared. And then I was going to go back to my room and enjoy a glass of Chardonnay with some popcorn because I had this little ritual of picking up a little brown paper bag of popcorn from the pub every night on my way back to the room and kind of laying in bed drinking wine and eating my popcorn and watching
TV. Oh, the glamorous life of a travel agent.
Yes. Yeah, the going over my emails. But I got dragged into Club Liquid because someone didn't want to go by themselves. And it was all.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. She's such a good friend. And
they were playing. And then they were playing the music of my youth. So, of course.
So how, was it crowded? Were there people there? How was the participation?
So there were a lot of people there for that night. But it was all travel people.
Wow.
And so this is what I want to say about that, is that I was kind of chatting with the bartenders and the staff about this. Their nightlife is just starting to pick up there. Like, they just, Liquid is now, so they're just starting it. But it is a very quiet resort. I mean, you can be in the pool, you can be in the hot tub, you can enjoy the bars till whenever. But it is not a, you know, when they have, obviously when they have a big wedding party in there, or they have something, then it'll be hopping in there, or big family reunions or things like that. And people, it'll be hopping, but it is more laid back. It's not Mobe. You're not getting the swinging from the chandeliers at all hours there. So, from everyone I talked to, the perspective seems to be like the vibe of the resort takes on the vibe of the people who are there at the time.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. We actually, did they have
a spa?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they did. Yeah. And I did. I did go get, I got a, of course I got a massage and did the hot and cold plunge. I will say it was not as big of a spa facility as I'm kind of used to for a Sandals resort. Was not as big as the one that's like on Sandals property. So there weren't quite as many. There were a lot of treatments you could get, but there weren't as many of the open amenity areas.
Did they have like a bridal suite area where, like, if you had a bridal party, you could all get your hair done together and stuff?
I believe that they did.
Okay. Yes, they had a room that was there so you could do that.
So. Yeah, I don't. Where is the spa there? Which village is it in?
So there's two locations. There's one over by Kimono's in the
French
Village. And then there was another one. So that spa might have had more of the amenities. But.
Well, they had a little section in the Key West area too, that you could set it up at the Key West and but you would make the appointment at the French Village.
Oh, like a little annex.
But I had a really great massage. Like, it was really good. It's top notch. But it's always top notch. at the Redland Spas. And I came home with a lot of my favorite shampoo and conditioner.
I was just about to ask.
You get to restock, right?
Every time we get a sandal.
I came home with, like, I don't know, my maid was really kind to me and hooked me up.
Nice.
Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love to for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Donna, Lindsay, Laura, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly!